WGCH, WGCH.com, anywhere. We've got the WGCH National News Report on the hour at 8. I'll be back with our top local stories at 8:05. Half hour from now at 8:21, it's our monthly Greenwich Real Estate Report. And we've got Greenwich Association of Realtors Executive Vice President Stacy Lowe, along with 2019 GAR President John McAtee. WGCH News Center Time, 7:51, third Thursday of the month at this time, with our state legislative delegation. It's State Senator Alexandra Bergstein. And good morning, Senator. Welcome. How are you today?
Good morning, Tony. I'm well. How are you?
Good, good. Well, first of all, your first budget address with the governor delivering it. First of all, what was kind of the vibe in the room? What did it feel like for you for a first-timer?
Well, it was exciting. I've been looking forward to hearing what he's going to deliver. He's been dropping some hints along the way. I was pleased to hear something, less pleased to hear others, but it's a good start.
All right, let's delve into that. First of all, from what you heard, what did you like that he talked about?
Well, I like that he talked about structural reforms and bringing our debt way down so that we can actually deliver fiscal stability. I like that he emphasized infrastructure and talked about how we're going to have to pay for it, whether people like it or not, and that he talked about public-private partnerships and the importance of business coming forward to help solve our public problems. So there, he talked about, I actually named two specific companies that are offering no-cost loans to students and student debt forgiveness. So these are the kinds of things we have to do where everybody puts in something to help solve a collective problem.
Okay, what about dislikes?
Well, he didn't really address the state employee retirement fund. I was hoping that he would take a stronger position on pension reform for the state employee plan. He did take a pretty strong position on the teacher retirement benefits. So that is, but the position is going to actually create, more of a burden for wealthy municipalities like Greenwich. So that's a problem. But again, the overarching theme was we all need to contribute something and to create a more equitable and more economically revitalized state.
He also called for expansion of taxes in a number of areas. Your thoughts on that?
I'm not in favor of raising taxes, but he was very clear we're not going to raise the income tax. So that's an important starting point to establish. I was disappointed that he didn't talk about eliminating the estate and gift tax, because we know that we're losing more than we're capturing. But hopefully that idea still has traction, and I'm going to be working hard to keep it going. As far as other taxes go on sodas and liquor and that sort of thing, all of those details are yet to be worked out. I do agree with the major point that he made, which is that the economy, not just in Connecticut, but the economy worldwide has shifted dramatically over the last 100 years. We're no longer, just a goods economy. We're really much more of a service economy. So if we keep the sales tax at the rate that it is, so don't increase the rate of sales tax, but have it apply more equitably to services, then that would make sense. For instance, he gave the example that you have to pay tax for a manicure, but not for a haircut. So that doesn't make sense. We need to apply the rates that we have fairly and transparently.
Maybe I stopped paying attention for just a quick second. But did he mention, or if he did, maybe it was just in passing, recreational marijuana and legalizing sports gambling?
He did refer to all of that in sort of one sentence at the end. When he talked about increasing revenue, as everybody knows, I'm not in favor of either of those concepts. So that'll be another issue where we differ. But on the major concept that We need to grow our economy. He said very clearly, we cannot borrow our way out of this. I completely agree with that. We need to invest wisely. We need to keep our tax rates low, but maybe apply them more fairly and equitably. So on the major principles of how we grow a strong economy, I do agree. And then now the legislature is going to work on the details.
All right. Well, you mentioned it. Everybody rolls up their sleeves now, and you're in some committees that are important in the process. So I'm sure you're looking forward to that, right?
Yes, I am. I'm vice chair of transportation, vice chair of judiciary, and chair of the banking committee. So we're doing a lot of work in all those committees to come up with actual solutions. And so far, the behind-the-scenes dynamic among Republican and Democrats has been very positive and collaborative, and I hope it continues to be that way.
All right, great. And we'll look forward to speaking with you in March and as we move through the process. State Senator Alexandra Bergstein of Greenwich, thanks very much for your time this morning.
Thank you, Timmy.
Take care. Bye. And that's State Senator Alexandra Bergstein joins me third Thursday of the month. Next Thursday, fourth Thursday of the month, will be State Senator Fred Camillo. WGCH Center time is 7:57. Traffic and weather together.